This is we're all down on the Lower East Side. Snowman, I know that the middle class, then finally you find you're playing the mortgage, right? So I wrote this. This is one that works all over the world. I read this poem in Poland and said, yeah, we have the same problem here. Monologue. This is a middle class blues, and it rhymes. Don't be, you know, people are very embarrassed about rhyming. It's not supposed to be hip. But it's okay to rhyme, okay? I mean, I just think that's another dogma. You know, around 19th, you know, how many people read the Imagist Manifesto? Raise your hands. There you see, I know this. I'm thankful that the faculty's here. Great. Raise your hands. People from the English department are here. I'm glad to see that. But anyway, Imagists say don't rhyme in a way with iambic pentameter and all that. So being the devil's advocate, I kind of say, okay, if you're against it, I'm going to use that. And if you think my rhymes are bad, read Tennyson's, okay? Okay. Let me read an epigram first. I know of a man who treated his body like a dog. The dog ran away. Okay. This is the middle class blues. I got the middle class blues. I play by middle class rules. All this middle class life is a life full of strife. The bourgeois state can be a sweet and sour pill. When the first rolls around, you got to deal with the bills. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin. Fix me a black olive and a big martini before I hit the wind. I constantly get headaches, and my back is often sore. Being the first one on the freeway is becoming such a bore. At work, they got a robot that soon will have my job. I'm too old to start all over, too old to learn to rob. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin. Fix me a black olive and a big martini before I hit the wind. The roof is always leaking. The plumbing needs some screws. Everybody on the block, it seems, knows how to barbecue. My next door neighbors are ticked at me. My lawn is turning brown. There's always something that must be fixed every time you turn around. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin. Fix me a black olive and a big martini before I hit the wind. My son is getting married to a woman older than me. He just turned 20 the other week. She's gone on 63. My daughter's on narcotics. Her eyes are always red. The car wouldn't start this morning, and I toss and turn in bed. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin. Fix me a black olive and a big martini before I hit the wind. The communists say I'm an ingrate. The capitalists took my house. The old people say I neglect them. The young call me a louse. The tax man sent me a letter. He's coming here tonight. Sometimes it gets so heavy at home, I'm never right. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin. Fix me a black olive and a big martini before I can win. The doctor says it's no good to have this stress and mess, the ulcers that will get you a classy middle-class nest. A cat that won't eat store food must have his abalone. And don't forget the deadline to pay the alimony. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin, fix me a black olive and a big martini before I hit the wind. Well, I'm tired of paying the dentist and going under the knife and doing all those things you do to stay the bourgeois life. The rich, they live in heaven. The poor, they live in hell. And I live somewhere in between. A sign outside says, for sale. So, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me a dry vermouth and gin. Fix me a black olive and a big martini. Let me go on and get this win. Okay. Well, thank you.